Paul, just an update on Tobi Enstrom's status.
Good. He's fine, 100% ready to roll.
With what happened in the Pittsburgh game last time they had Sestito, what do you expect in tonight's game here?
Well, probably pretty similar. Like, when you play Pittsburgh, they skate so well that if you your chance to beat them or your chance to compete with them is you're going to have to skate exactly as well as they do. And for us, if we skate well, we get the hits. We finish our hits. Not everybody. Nicky Ehlers isn't running people, but everybody else who's got the size and weight there are going to finish their checks. And they've got lots of, they've had a lot of success as a team, so nobody likes to get run around on, and they'll give it back to you. So it very early in the game gets real physical, real fast, and they're usually pretty exciting games.
Paul, I know you said yesterday that you didn't think that there'd be any kind of retribution from your team over the Malkin hit, but the Penguins weren't that happy about a couple of hits from your guys. Do you expect any bad blood from either side?
Oh, I expect it gets to that game pretty quick, but I don't think that we're not in a position right now to be burning the game by taking penalties that on extra hits. We don't want our guys chasing hits. We don't want them covering 15 extra feet to make a hit to make a point. We want them doing one job, doing it right. You get there on time and they move the puck, we finish our checks. We're not in a position for that, and they're I don't think they're a team. Both teams take penalties, but I don't think they're a team built for that either.
Paul, the team doesn't have on most nights doesn't have a problem really scoring goals. A lot of talent on up front there, but on the power play it seems, you've had some recent success and inconsistencies for most of the year. With that much power up front, do you have an explanation as to why maybe the power play doesn't click, the opportunity when you get the most chances?
Well, we played Pitt, we put 14 at the net. I think we're didn't have our numbers early aren't good. Our numbers since Brian Littleback are pretty darn good. In the last block of games we're running over 20, so like a bigger block. Like, it's actually been better than the big number looks, because it's changed after Brian came back. And it'll get better and evolve. We've got a veteran unit, we got a younger unit, and we like our power play. I think it's been in the situation where we had a game where we had two power plays late in the game. It was a big opportunity for us to win it. It didn't happen, so it's on it. And then against San Jose, we give up a goal on our power play, so it hurts you. But overall, we think we can go faster, we can move quicker, we can get more pucks to the net, we can finish more. There's areas we work on it every day, do video on it every day. We certainly want to improve it, but it's pretty solid.
Is there specific, when talking to the room, a lot of them credit some of the great penalty killers out in this league. Is there a particular penalty killing style that your power play units maybe work better against than others? A lot of them seem to think that the more aggressive ones bring the more challenges.
There's more challenges with an aggressive unit, but if you move it quicker, if you get to that next level, then that's what you want, right? When you're on your power play, you want them to be aggressive, because you can get pucks to the net. You simplify. They were aggressive last game. We were one unit, especially, was trying to get to their position, just trying to settle the power play down, and it never gets settled down. So the other unit, the older unit, to be honest with you, threw a few pucks at the net. They figured it out and they settled it down. We had some good looks on it.
Pittsburgh, obviously, they've had a ton of success on the man advantage. What do you see from them in
on their power play?
Yeah, on their power play. Obviously, the personnel is
we could stop
is there.
There,
but what is
that? Would almost
is that,
be good enough.
Is that pretty much it?
No, but you know what? There is more to that. So you take a look at Anaheim 2 years ago. They ran 30th. Right. The next year, they're close to running first with almost the exact same guys. There's more to it than that. Yeah, they've got incredible skill. Right. But they've got good structure and they're confident. I think they've also got a group now that's been together a long enough time that where it gets really good is when their anticipation is better than the penalty killer's anticipation. Where the puck's going next happens faster, not just through skill they make the play, but through the idea, and they've seen it enough times and they've worked together enough that they anticipate where it's going, so they get that half step, that half lane. But I'd still come back to they got some pretty good guys on it.
Nick Petan hasn't cracked the lineup for a bit now. I know he's doing extra work on days, even on the practice days
yep.
yesterday. Is there a benefit to him not to be playing, given his newness to this league?
Well, we still think with the schedule that we've got that we're going to need Nick, and he's played enough minutes and enough time here that we still think he can get better being here.
Paul, just to switch it up a little bit, your relationship with Jimmy Rutherford going all the way back to CompuWare.
Junior.
I don't know if you have... He drafted you.
Yeah, it was his worst draft ever.
Okay. But, I don't know if you had any...
Worked out all right with me.
...unique personal stories you can share, your relationship with him, and I don't think anybody's been with Jimmy or as far back as you do.
There's 1,000 stories. If I just listened to him more early, right, you're young, you think you've got your own ideas, and when I think back at the things that he would say, probably should have... just ran with it a little harder earlier, but he was, you know, my mentor my whole life, right? Drafted me at 17, made me captain of the team at 18, got me into coaching from the time I was 20 years old to 28. I mean, I just got, see, every second year I got a new opportunity. I got to be a head coach in the major junior at 26, head coach and general manager, and ran their hockey program at 27, assistant coach, head coach in the NHL a year later. And I think Jimmy always had a lot more faith in me than I had in myself at that time, but probably that faith, that's why I'm here today. I don't get a chance at 28 to coach in the National Hockey League if it wasn't for him and Mr. Kermanis. That's a fact. And to stay, you remember the days, you know, I turned that job down 3 times in Hartford because I knew I wasn't ready for it. But he said, our team's not there yet. You're going to learn. We're going to make our team better. And a few years later, we're playing in the, Jimmy, this is going to be really tough. He said, just do what you do and get better. Just try to learn every day and get better. Hardest part of your first year, he said, is finding the right door to walk in. I know that was metaphorical as well, but just gave me time to get my feet under. Like I said, he always had a lot more faith in me than I did it. I got a million stories. He was great to me. I mean, he's still a good friend. We don't see each other much or talk as much on the phone because we're both pretty busy, but there wouldn't be another person who's had as big an impact on my life as Jim. And he's absolutely wonderful to work for. I'm sure you see it now. He truly cares about the people in his program, from the third equipment guy to the fifth ticket seller to everybody. And he cares about their life, and he treats people well, lets them work, really supportive. We're getting clubbed my first year, and we're in New Jersey. And I'm sitting in the stands with him before the game, and there's nobody in the building, and I'm having a hard time, right? So I'm 28, and I'm in trouble, or at least I thought I was, right? We had lost the last two, so the world was coming to an end. And the mascot comes out in the ice with his gear on, and he's doing his whole routine on the ice. And he and I can't, I can't stop laughing. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. This guy was intense, man. He was doing his job. And he said, you got to laugh more. You got to relax and you got to laugh more. So I want you to think about this guy every time. Your job's not that bad. Things, life isn't so bad, and you got to smile a little bit more. So about 15 years later, I tried to start smiling a little bit more. Just a little slow on the uptake.